You're listening to SBS News.
A months-long drought affecting most of southern Africa is seeing farmers struggling to keep people and animals alive. According to the United Nations World Food Programme, southern Africa has received normal rainfall in just one of the past five growing seasons, with small-scale farmers the hardest hit. Some, like 55-year-old Gertruda Buffel, are sharing their own food with their animals. After losing a ewe to hunger, one of its two lambs has died, and Gertruda Buffel is feeding the remaining lamb with maize meal instead of milk.
Now this other little one goes on drinking his maize meal, and it's all I can really give him because I don't have money to buy them milk to feed them as they should be fed, as we used to feed them in the past. This is the result of the drought that we struggle like this.
The United Nations estimates more than 11 million people now face crisis levels of food insecurity in places like Zimbabwe and Mozambique, where two cyclones wiped out crops earlier this year. Many farmers in South Africa's Northern Cape province, among the hardest hit areas, are trying to keep people and animals alive while revenue falls and debt piles up. Commercial sheep farmer Louis von der Merwe has lost 400 sheep and 450 springboks in the past 2 years because of the worst drought he's seen in 45 years of farming.
It's hard economically, with emotional. I lost 25% of my sheep. Springbok, as I say, they're also an income for us. We sell it to the hunters and they come and hunt. And I can't say I had 450, 500. I can't find anyone except for those who are dead.
Some animals died of hunger. Others were sent prematurely to the abattoir to reduce the number of livestock to feed. Von der Merwe says he now relies on donations of animal feed so the rest can survive. Two of his fellow farmers have killed themselves due to the stress, he says. The Reverend Jaco Hamans with the Dutch Reformed Church has been offering spiritual counselling to many farmers and farm workers in Vosburg.
Many people are struggling with suicidal thoughts at this moment, here and further down west, because the drought is affecting a very big part of South Africa. I don't think people know how big the Karoo is, but it's basically the whole central part of South Africa. And there has been people that took their own life just out of hopelessness, and as an outcome, maybe for their wife and their children to maybe be able to go on.
Farmers' organisation AgriSA says Northern Cape Province will need over $40 million in drought relief over the next 3 months to assist 15,500 affected farms. So far, South Africa's government has pledged $3 million. Small children are hungry too. At Vosburg's only school, Delta Primary School, children line up every morning for what becomes both breakfast and lunch, usually cornmeal, vegetables and soup. While the school food program began before the drought, it has become increasingly vital for the town. Without it, a poverty crisis would follow, teachers say.
The feeding scheme plays a very big role, you know, to support the learners, those that don't have something at home. So they are, even when they are at school, they become happy. For them, it's better to be at school rather than be at home because of the feeding that they are getting.
The drought is even blurring the divisions left by racially based planning under South Africa's harsh apartheid system that ended 25 years ago, with more affluent and mainly white residents living in more developed areas, while black and mixed-race residents live in the under-resourced townships. Vosburg is no exception. With the stress of the drought, residents realise they need each other more than ever to survive. Large commercial farms are sharing their feed with small-scale farmers, and the church is counselling everyone, from well-off farmers to farm labourers, who fear losing their jobs. The end is not yet in sight. Meteorologists at the South African Weather Service say they're predicting below normal rainfall in the country and the South African region for the next 3 months. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.